Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hi, Jose.
How you doing?
Okay, how are you today?
Good.
Great. There was time change in Australia, so they are an hour later. I'm waiting for Adrian to come online. So how is the weather by you today?
It's changing, and it's getting kind of cool in the morning. I went running early this morning and actually had to wear a jacket, light jacket.
Today it's raining here, and it was so warm all last week. So we've added ability for people to call in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if that's a value add, but I want to make it all inclusive. So however people want to participate is available. How was your experience when you did call in last week?
It's a bit difficult to be active tweeting and a bit active talking.
Yes.
So I'm not sure what to tell you.
Right.
That you guys are going to have to continue to work on.
Right. Well, I want all the channels to be available, but it doesn't necessarily mean that everyone should take advantage of all of them at the same time. For people who are tweeting, that's where the action is based on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
If they are multitasking, they can follow the discussion, and then we can capture the remarks afterwards. Many people have been traveling, and they've been able to listen to the discussion, even without seeing the tweet. I'm glad that's an opportunity, and people can call in if they want to talk, but it is very difficult to watch the tweet and comment, so it's almost like two different conversations happening simultaneously, which is what happens with a lot of people on Twitter anyway. Lots of people are talking at the same time,
correct,
and it requires a lot of multitasking on my part to be posting and tweeting and paying attention to the content also. And now I'm using this other tool. What are you using for following the tweet?
TweetChat.
Okay. Now I found this other tool, join.im. Very similar to TweetChat, but it adds a side chat room. So people who are following the hashtag could have a private conversation that wouldn't be viewed by everyone.
Okay.
So I think that works really well for live events. People are watching. I've used it for watching live stream at the Strata conference recently is where I discovered it. And I just find that it doesn't let you slow down the tweets the way TweetChat does, but it does let you share on Facebook and other places.
Okay.
So I haven't decided yet if it's a tool to use during the event or if it's better after the event. I found one additional resource by the professor of marketing science at the University of Exeter and the Advanced Institute of Management Research. She did a blog posting a year ago on value co-creation in regards to services.
Okay.
And she's describing it to her students of how to think about value co-creation.
Still an evolving, shall we say, area where people use different definitions to what it means. But I think the fact that people are talking about value in itself is great.
Yes.
I'm obsessed about value personally. So the fact that the conversation is taking place about value, and I don't care if it's co-created or not personally. I just think that as long as we're talking value instead of price, it's a good conversation to have.
Yes, it dovetails with a couple of weeks ago, Mac McCoy talked about recognizing the importance of the brand experience that customers have. And that was referencing that the customers had an experience far before they actually had the product in their hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that definitely was the perceived value. Some of the readings were talking about that the customer is co-creating the value in their experience of the brand.
Okay.
But you're referencing it as co-creating it at the level of innovation.
Yes, the debate of value co-creation, if that's true, don't folks in essence just refer to the experience. I think I agree with the folks that say it's more than that. Co-creation means that the customers create their own value, and the creation of value is different for each customer that uses your product. In other words, not every customer derives the same value, but not just because they appreciate things differently, but rather that product is or service is designed so that the customer gets, by their action and intervention, gets other things out of it, more value out of it. Some people do it different than others. Therefore, value is co-created. I tend to agree with that definition.
Okay. I am going to start tweeting the intro tweet, and people tend to come in slowly. The Taken Killet from Montreal, welcome. He's a product manager at Rima Technology. If you're listening, welcome. And also, now that I've posted for people to call in, I have to keep checking to see if someone did indeed call in. Gregory, can you kill it?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Ha, I've got a headset. Okay, cool, I'm ready. What about you guys? Hi, Jose.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
About the time change.
Yes.
We had discussed it, and then I didn't know when it was going to happen.
It was a surprise to all of us, too. changes every year. It keeps getting earlier and earlier. It's normally the time change happens at the end of October, but oh no, they did it at the end of September this year.
Oh really? They just change it at their own whim?
Oh my goodness. And I wake up on a Sunday and I'm rushing around going, holy, I won't swear, but oh my goodness, we're like an hour behind. I've been running an hour behind for the last 2 days, but that's okay. And yesterday was a public holiday as well. It'll make it hard today for people joining us.
Also, next week is Columbus Day, which some states acknowledge and some don't.
Right. And what about you guys in California? Will you acknowledge it?
No. What was done to indigenous people.
Okay.
Although it wasn't his fault. Columbus never made it to California. There's contention about whether he made it to the mainland at all.
Okay.
So I am now posting Introduction to Jose, and it's hard to get down all of his experience into 140 characters. Even Jose, I'd have to do 50 tweets.
That's okay. Just do one thing, and that's it.
And I really appreciate Jose today to speak again. This is Jose's second time joining us. He originally spoke in March. Okay. So have I covered all the opening tweets?
I think there's a whole new bunch of people joining us.
Yes, and I'm going to start with cute one. Is how do you define value?
Oh, that's a loaded question. Hi, Erica. She's here with us today.
We have to remember to read the tweets if anyone is listening. They have some understanding what we're doing. I also am using this tool, Joint IM, that lets people come in and have a side conversation.
Tweet chat is not working very well.
Oh, no good.
From your involvement with product management when you come in, I want to acknowledge that I see people, Diane Belknap, that I know from the San Francisco SVPMA as well, and hi, Energy Guy, welcome. And Gregory Yankelevich is here, and there's a couple of guests that I don't recognize as well. They have said, I think there is significant consensus regarding the importance of value and innovation in product service creation, but there's little consensus as to the definition and measurement of value. And
I couldn't agree more.
It makes a difference in what context we're talking about value. Talking about the value of the customer perception value. What do we mean by value in what environment? Definitions and the resources.
That's my first definition of value to get everyone started.
Thank you. So value is the what customers are willing to exchange for your products and services. Welcome Agile Ben.
Oh, he's here. Hi, Mark.
Your definition of value is a transactional one.
Not necessarily. Well, it is transactionally, but you don't have to exchange money for your product or service. You can exchange something else. It could be your time. It could be information or something.
Welcome, Larry.
What do I think if value is measured as a need or desirability? That's only one component.
Say so.
Okay. Yes, I know. I'm thinking. I'm trying to figure out how to put it in 100
characters. He says, I like the notion that value is relative. It makes it easier to estimate value comparatively. Great. And welcome, Saeed. Value and price are different beasts entirely. Value is what you get from something. Price is what you pay. I can see that price is a way of measuring value.
The rewards, relationships, and results can be obtained a transaction. Value is what further rewards relationships.
Agile estimation techniques, which are focused on cost, not value. High Energy Guy says value is what furthers rewards, relationships, and results that can be obtained by after a transaction. Larry says, I agree with half of what Jose said. I think that some things that are desirable but don't necessarily have value. But the fact, Larry, but the fact that they're desirable defines their value. I have to.
Oh my goodness, there's so much to respond to. Let me start with Saeed.
People, you need to join the Twitter.
I know.
Too much going on in this one. We're just on Q1. So, Jose has asked Adrian to elaborate.
I'm responding to Saeed first.
Okay. So, Jose says, desiring something to fulfill a personal want means the product has value for that individual. I agree with you, Jose. And so, Larry had said that some things are desirable but don't necessarily have value. And we are equating desire to value. So, Gregory says, the difference between price and value, but in the business world, price closely follows value. And Jose says the fashion industry has always relied on that desiring something to fulfill a personal want means the product has value for that individual. Yes. Welcome, Erica. Okay. Erica says, Well, that something should have value and does have value are different. And
I said Jose responded, value is relative for each individual. Something may have value for you, but not for me. And that forms the entire basis of real market segmentation.
Thank you.
But I'm going to go back and respond to Jose.
So, Jose, I can see already because there's a lot less conversation because you're an agile tweeter, which we really appreciate, and that's fine. I think that adding the audio came about because some of our speakers were not agile tweeters. Can we move on to the second question?
There's so much more to do in first one. Never mind.
I'm already answering it because...
Yeah, go with the second one. It's a good segue.
Yeah.
Well, Q2 is other different types of value.
It's a good topic, Jose. It gets us all going.
Yeah.
Agile Bench has a separate question posted. What approaches could we take when attempting to enhance the value of our current product? Any chance you want to step in and answer that one, Jose?
I will add it to our list of questions on Facebook so we can come back to it because I think that would...
That's a good question.
I think that will be appropriate later.
Okay.
Any thoughts about that, Jose?
Fine.
Okay. So Erica says, are there different types of values? Yes, that's absolutely, a seat on an airplane. Business people may value that much more than vacationers, hence segmentation. And Larry says, yes, price can be an arbitrary measure and will differ between consumers. Jose says, a person will use two categories, hard value, monetizable, directly measurable, and soft value, emotional and subjective. Those are two ways of identifying how to price things.
Yes, that is critical because in some market segments will value hard value more than only go for the hard value and others for the soft value. Classic example is hybrid cars. I need to write that.
Quoting you here, he says the classical example is cars. She answers yes. The example that springs to mind is economic value versus soft value. Hybrid cars. The hard value is gas savings. The soft value is saving the planet. Excellent. And status.
Yes.
Well, soft value is much bigger than that, but 140 characters doesn't give you much.
Right. And so he says, yes, the different types of value usually saves time and effort, gives peace of mind, makes and saves money. Right. The soft value is convenience. Diane is Trilogy 3. Erica says the hard value for cars is the ability to get from A to B. Soft is the luxurious feel and prestige. Yes. Okay. Diane says the example is grandma's rocking chair on eBay. May have great value to me, but no economic value. Yes, unless it's an antique or someone else's grandmother had the same rocking chair and they're looking for it. You ask, do you define market segments using different types of value? That's another great question. Branding is a big part of it.
E.G. Henson says, so there's different categories of value, such as economic, social, personal.
Simple terms, value has both a subjective and objective component. Could you plot objective along an x-axis versus subjective? Could you? I guess you could for a specific product. Great value to you also means some economic value to you.
Bring the next question because it's perfect timing.
Great. Here comes Q3. How do you measure value? So all the action is happening in the Twitter stream today. I guess you could also measure by volume, units purchased, also number of referrals. Time savings are quantifiable and measurable. Measure value through desire to pay for it in some way. Yes. You can test measure value by comparing the object of test to the existing objects of proven value. Easy to measure gas savings. More difficult to properly measure the satisfaction you get from saving the planet. But you can't measure the satisfaction. You could ask leading questions to measure that. Larry says, what I meant by that comment was can you transform a soft measure into something hard during value discovery? Yes, but how do you set the initial price if you do not know how much customers value your offering? Ellen Grace Henson, entertainment as an example. You pay X to go to the movies. Would you pay X for this other choice and more than that? Right. We pay more if it's a 3D movie.
Pick a price and see what happens. Shoot high. Easy to go lower.
Catch 22 is that if you don't have an estimate of the value of your offering, you may set the price too lower or too high. But then you'll get market feedback. Comparing new to existing gives you an initial basis for assessing value. Yes. Problem definition, solution design, and testing. Yes. Setting the price too high may doom your product launch.
I agree.
Opens up the whole premium model. Well, Macintosh, Jose's favorite example, that they priced it too high.
Yes.
But that part of his business model, though, he's always kept things.
He almost destroyed the company that way. That's no longer his business model. The iPhone, he lowered the price very quickly. He has learned marketing now.
I think Apple prices are still usually more.
True, but not as bad.
I like Larry.
Larry says, Hume is so fatalistic. There's always tomorrow. the gestation feedback, working against gravity is harder than with it. So he's saying to raise the price is harder than to lower.
There's also the other side of things. If you leave the price too low, you'll mean money on the table. I like what Saeed has to say.
So the next question goes into value co-creation definition. Are we ready?
Yes, you're up for it.
Yeah.
Okay, let me
do
that.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay.
E.G. Henson, people seem to be iterating on what is hard or errors made rather than practical ideas to address. That's true.
Q4, what do you define as value co-creation? Here's where we have a lot of answer in some resources. Erica says, do for comparable tasks. What about soft skill on previous question? People seem to be iterating on what is hard or errors made rather than practical ideas to address. Value co-creation includes customers as well as all internal stakeholders. In determined value, one good reference is Dan O'Reilly's Predictable Irrational. It talks about how mind plays tricks. Stakeholders have direct participation in definition and delivery. Yes, well, it's a considered pathway. I mean, it's the end user who determines, who has a direct experience of the value. Both that say it is about the customer experience. Yes. There's a school of thought that says that value co-creation is more than joint product development. Larry was, welcome, Elena. Gody says you measure value by how close it is to a win-win. Win for the product company and win for the consumer. Yay. Q5 is successful example. You think we're ready to ask people about successful examples?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Oh, I think someone should answer Erica as well. Co-creation. What is the co? The end user, the paying customer, or the stakeholders?
I'm not really here, but turned on Twitter and saw our product manager talk. I couldn't help myself.
She's hilarious.
Ellen Gray says, yes, all of the above. We're not here either. That's right. Okay, what successful examples are you aware of where value co-creation has been used in the successful development of products and services? Diane says, so would an example of co-creation be a donut and coffee together as opposed to one or the other? Ha! That's a literal involve all stakeholders. Trying to please too many constituents. Term the most important customer set expectations there. I think this is a longer conversation. Of course, priorities need to be set. Yeah. It says, I like Virgin Airlines, successful airline with focus on good experience to passengers.
Beer and a pretzel.
Right? That's like a donut and coffee. What would you say characterizes Virgin Airlines experience? Oh, it says, a back scratcher provides a functional capability to get you directed to the itch. Right, Erica. Beer. Some people use backers for other applications than the one it's intended for, right? You think? But the key is to design product that products that encourage a customer to explore different avenues of value via customization. So that's where the co-creation is, that the customer brings their own value on top of what the intended value was?
Well, yes and no, because if it's accidental, you didn't really intend it. Well, the key here is to design the products that will lead to that. That's really the key. I mean, yes, there's accidental uses that happen, and that's wonderful, but can you design it? Can you design the product so that each and every person will use it in a different way and will combine it in different ways, we'll customize it in different ways. In essence, what
value is extended beyond the original intent, it's a big win for the customer and likely also a provider. There, as I say, it's more than customer experience. Is that a dogma or sometimes appropriate intent? Ellen is asking you, Jose. Payment, great experience, and travel. One type of product that other functionality can be built upon, including APIs and software, yep. This means that you did not just offer one product, but an infinite number. High Energy Guy says, so clearly value is individual, and companies need to determine individually. Companies and customers.
Sorry, it's hilarious. From an airline example standpoint, there is limited co-creation unless I can fly the plane.
Ellen likes your definition. It's concrete and understandable. For example, I was recently exposed to with iPad apps for alternative communication. This IDEO has created business furniture that can be easily moved around based on need. And I think you'll stay tuned.
I'm very simple.
No, but that's concrete. That's excellent. That's no Mabushi.
Yeah, that's me.
And it says, actually, you can order off a menu for food or entertainment. Ah, Virgin's very customizable. Limited communication abilities represent an infinite number of variations. Yes, including myself.
And me. Virgin Airlines sounds like pay as you go. If you want food, you pay for it. If you want entertainment, you can select off select off a menu, but you got to pay for it. That's what happens here.
Jose, Q6, what advice would you give to a company that wants to get into value co-creation? Are we ready?
Larry, you're customizing and paying a la carte. I'm not adding any value unless I can make my own omelet for others. He's cheeky. I make money off that too.
Erica, like deaf, dyslexic, blind, stammerers, limited communication abilities, but also customized to match the exact local need of the individual. Same product looks very different in the hands of one user versus another. Yep. Augmented and alternative communication, specific field that deals with individuals with limited abilities. So do you speak and even type? Yep. Matter of fact, I was just reading about Ebert, who is a movie critic. They came up with a device that they named after him because he can't speak anymore. He's had cancer and he's had his speech organs removed.
Ooh.
So because of him, there's been advances in technology to assist his abilities. Or because he's so well known. Did you think about and plan for extensions at inception if you want to take on a life of its own? Sure, shouldn't that be built into, we were actually talking about privacy by design last week. This is customization by design.
Say that.
Glad to know where users will take the product but don't create a brittle architecture, make it flexible. Yeah, I wonder if I coined that term. I don't think so. Customization by design.
Keep in mind that there's a difference between customizing the product before you ship it to the customer and the product being customizable by the customer.
Wait a minute. I actually bought a car, a Honda Fit, with they ship it differently in Europe than they do here. I actually liked some of the aesthetics that they ship it with in Europe, so I customized my American car with that. We need another half hour.
I know, so much to say. But I think if the time is up, time is flown. Hi, sweet.
Can you plug your insight?
Oh, Saeed Khan's speaking again. Excellent.
But he just mentioned that it's a holiday in Canada as well as parts of the United States.
Yeah, well, we'll be around. No holiday here. It's over.
Oh, okay, so Christmas. The Australians will be here.
Oh.
So on that, Active Links has his slides and Jose's LinkedIn, other resources, background material.
See you.
Great.
Bye, Jose.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. You said some valuable things on the audio. Thanks so much, Jose. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.